And just to finish out on genomic assays, if we go back to the more common situation where they're utilized, obviously upfront, ER positive, HER2 negative, particularly about the issue of chemotherapy, although I want to ask you also about neoadjuvant therapy. What is your approach right now? What assay are you using? And what about in people with positive nodes, one or two nodes, for example?
You know, so for practical reasons, I use the premenopausal patients, I get an Oncotype. In postmenopausal patients, I get a Prosigna. I don't use it in, you know, more nodally involved patients. I will use it in patients with micromets or, you know, one involved node, for example. But it's a little less clear to me how to use them in that setting and how confident I am in the results. And I certainly don't use it in multi-node positive breast cancer patients.
I'm not sure of all the times that I've asked people that question that I've heard people break it out by menopausal status. Is that something you hear a lot of people talking about? And what's your thinking there?
Well, again, it's a practical consideration. So if I believe that I get additional data at the fifth year from one test, I don't want to do multiple tests. And so if I can get a Prosigna, which, you know, is something that's available to us in the U.S., then I will do that. It will help me with early decision-making. It may help me with later decision-making also, but it's not approved in premenopausal patients. And, you know, and to be honest, I like the Oncotype. I like the Oncotype very much, and I've ordered gazillions of them over the years. It's what I prefer to use in the premenopausal setting where I can get it done. And that's basically the algorithm that I try to use.